Today's daf is daf ayin tes. We got to the bottom of ayin ches and beis, two lines from the bottom mesiv of chista. So we were talking about gimel hadyotos and yachir mumcha, those different halachas, and how we learn from Rashi and Matos that the pasuk says zed davar by shchut echot, says zed davar by parshat nedarim. We had a gezer shava according to beis hillel. Bishamai said but there's no such gezer shava. So in this discussion, Gemara says mesiv of chista again the bottom of ayin ches and beis. Mesiv Rav Chista, chomer b'hakem me b'hafer. There's a chomer that exists by hakama that does not exist by hafara. U'b'hafer me b'hakem. And there's a chomer that exists by hafara that does not exist by hakama. Meaning, chomer b'hakem, the chomer that exists by hakem, meaning, shashtika mikayemes, vein shtika mivatelas. If a person remains silent, then it's going to be mikayem, the nether, but if he's quiet, it will not be mevatel a nether. That's a chumra that exists. Not necessarily a chumra, but yeah, I guess a chumra that exists by hakama. And a person's kaim bilibo, kaim, hafer bilibo ina mufar. A person's mekayim in his heart, b'machshava, it's a good kayama, but if he's made for bilibo, that doesn't work. Yeah, we'll go through the runs. Let's just do a little bit further on this whole back and forth. Let's say a person now is kiyem ein yachal hafer. Once a person makayim, there's no retracting anymore. There's no longer an ability to do hafara. But a person does do hafara ein yachal makayim. Because a person does hafara, he also cannot be makayim. Let's go through this one by one before we get to how we apply this. So the run on the top of Ayin Tes Amud Aleph explains. If a person remains quiet that entire day from when he hears the nether, the halacha is it's a good it's mekayim the nether. And then the Ran says kaim belibo kaim shein tzarich lahotzi b'sfas. The person does not need to articulate his hakama. If he simply thinks about the hakama, that's also going to be mekayim. And then the Mishnah says, but hafer belibo, rather the Ran says, hafer belibo ain't a mufar. If a person's mefer in his mind, it does not work. Ad shio to bisfas. If a person needs to articulate his hafar. That's another distinction between kayama and hafar. But near Beinai, says the Ran, appears to me, the alfino la mishtika, this actually is learned out. It's derived from the halach of shtika. The yom shamo shehu mekayemes, that when the person hears it on that day, he's mekayemet. The time am I, what's the reason for this? Mishum decheven shavar yom shmiya velo hafer. Person, the day passes, he hears it. The day passes from hearing the nether. He doesn't say anything. He's not mefer. Galia Daite, he clearly is telling us, she wrote to Bekuma Shadavar. The fact that he does not protest the nether is an indication that he actually wants the nether. Al Makol Shabaliba Lakaim Asagi, that whenever a person's Makaim believe, it's enough because we spoke about this in the past. That the lach is, you don't need an active, proactive Kayama. You have to just not do a Hafara. So a person stays quiet, or a person does a Kayama believe, that's enough. To be mekayim the nether, because in essence you're really not being mefer. So whenever you're not being mefer, maybe you're being mekayim. El diyav, continuing the Ran now. El diyav le rachmana kol hahu yom le hafara. The Torah allowed a person a full day to do a hafara. Mishum daad da arva shim shalom mochamida she wrote lekayim. The reason why we have a whole day is because we're not so sure. Just because a person remains quiet for the first 5 minutes of hearing the nether, it's not so clear that he really wants to be mekayim the nether. So we wait until the evening. Now, once the evening comes and he doesn't say anything, he doesn't protest it, that becomes clear to us that he's okay with the nether and it's mekayim the nether. The Dilmer Basar Hachi, perhaps after he heard the nether initially, the Ran continues, mefer lo, he might want to be mefer. Came in the Basar Daite Bilchur Azlinan, Umine de Cholk Shekayim Belibo. Kaim la'alter havle kilu aver yom shemia. Says the Ran, an interesting din here, that what's the reason why, so again, it comes to the shtika, what's the reason why shtika works as a kayama? Because you don't need, we don't need an active hakama. As long as that guy's not made for it, that's enough. So how do we know if the guy's not being made for it? So if the time passes, the day ends, he doesn't do hafara, he doesn't protest it, it's clear that he wants it. So based on this logic, the Ran says, also if a person's mekayim belev, that's also enough. You don't need a proactive type of hakama. It's simply belev, if you think about it. And says the Ran, a big chiddush, once a person's mekayim belev right away after hearing the nether, he's mekayim belev, that's going to be effective. It's as if the entire day passes by, as if he heard it. Now that seems like a big, interesting, I'm not sure why it's to go so far. There is a Rebbe Kiv Eger on this. You see the Gilyon HaShas in the inside column. Inside margin, the Rebbe Kiv Eger has this kasha on this Ran. He said, you see the Baharan? Exactly. That's a kasha. Kashali. Ha'kaimlan da'afte dvarm sh'b'lev lo'hava dvarm yikol mokam heicha demucha v'gilu l'chol havi dvarm kehi v'kehi d'mevrechas u'chadoma. Im kein ma raya d'b'shasa kol yom ha'shmiya danan danin demucha ch'shirot v'kiyuma sh'aneder v'gilu lanu kavanaso sh'mhachi havikim. Aber bei Kim believe or shena gile the whole have called dvarim shebelev dula hamani v'tzachin gadol. So he said dvarim shebelev, things that take place in a person's mind, in a person's heart, it's not considered dvarim. But when it's clear to everybody that that's his intention, then we will say dvarim shebelev works.
Right, so the kasha is why does he think that if he kiyam now belev, he doesn't have the rest of the day?
It's not galui lechol. Not everybody knows
so
this.
He should be able to change his mind.
Exactly,
the day.
It shouldn't be effective. That's right. The point. Again, the halacha dvarim shebelev normally doesn't work. Only time my dvarim shebelev work if it's clear to everybody what my dvarim are. Now, this case, the Ran says dvarim shebelev. The person's mekayim belev that he wants his wife's nether to work. It works. Asks the Rambam, that's the Rabbi Kvigar, why should it work? It's not galui chol what the das of the husband is.
Even with the shtika, it's not galui chol.
It's only galui chol once the day ends. The day passes and the husband remains quiet, then it's become galui chol that he wants the nether, otherwise he would have protested.
But
a minute later, you're my wife, you make a nether. I'm Mekayim Belev right away. No one knows that 30 seconds later I'm Mekayim Belev, yeah. So it shouldn't work.
But the nether is in effect. Until otherwise,
but we learn is that you cannot change your mind anymore. Once you're mekayim belev, then let's say 2 hours later you say, oh, you know what, I don't like that.
You cannot change. You understand?
Right, but it shouldn't work. Once I'm mekayim belev, it shouldn't work because nobody knows about this.
Right.
Dvarim shebelev only works when it's clear to everyone that that's my dvarim shebelev.
Ask you a question: the wife made an edel. The edel good?
Neither is good.
The husband has.
No, but Ricky had the point that once I do hakama, if your wife makes another, I can do 24 hours to do hafara.
And you didn't do. The nether is good.
Correct.
The nether is good even 2 hours, even 2 minutes.
Correct. Correct.
Right?
It's fine. But let's say, but I could always do hafara, though. 5 hours later, I could do hafara, and I could remove it.
You can. Unless 24 hours passed.
Correct.
And then that's it.
Correct.
Okay, so same here.
No.
So you accept it in belev.
It shouldn't be accepted.
We're saying that whatever you accept is irrelevant. Meaning it's not an act. And it shouldn't be changed, and it shouldn't change the status of the situation.
But the Ran said otherwise, no?
Well, that's a problem. The kash is, how can the Ran say that? If Dvarim Shebelev only work for things that have galui l'chol, this is not galui l'chol. This is not clear to everybody. So it shouldn't work, the hakama that takes place l'altar. That's the kash Rabbi Akiva Eiger has.
Good question.
So there are a number of answers. The Tshuvas Achiezer attempts to answer this kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So I'm just going to translate as I go through this here. He says he's basing his answer on the Rishonim who say that the reason why a person could be Nishal Ahakama, let's say a husband does a Ahakama, he can ask a Sheila from a Chacham. And what's the reason why he could ask a Sheila and be Oker that Hakama? Because the hakama is like the nether itself. When a baal is being mekayim a nether of his wife, that itself is viewed as part of the nether. So just like you could be oker the nether itself, you could be oker the hakama on the nether. That's the starting point of the achiezer. It doesn't quote who says this. And when it comes to nether, the pasuk says levates bisvasfai. The pasuk says to articulate the nether. And the gemara tells in the shavuos that a person's gamar belibo. He has to articulate what he says. So says the Achiezer, had it not been for the pasuk of Levate Bisfasayim, you would not have to articulate the words in the Dharma. It's only because the pasuk says Levate Sfasayim you have to articulate it. Had it not been that way, the Dvarim Shebelev would have been affected by Nadarm. Aha. And it's based on a Rashba that says any place where the Dvarim Shebelev is not being so sir, the Dvarim Shebefiv, they're not going so being so to each other, therefore a common belev works as well. Because what his common belev is not being so sir, the actions or a speech. As opposed to a hafara, which is being so sir the nether that she made, that's why by hafara it doesn't work Dvarim Shebelev. So again, Dvarim Shebelev is a little bit different. Not that Dvarim Shebelev have to be clear to people. It just can't be against what other people say. It can't be against what other people think. So So when I do Hakam Belev, that works because it's going and it's going along with what my wife's nether is, and that's fine. But when I do Hafara, that's going against what she said, and therefore I have to articulate that Hafara for it to be effective. The Dvar Mishra will not work. So that's the basic understanding of the Achiezer. I think I'm sure it requires a lot more discussion. Okay. There's a whole discussion back here also about how Hakama works. Okay, let's go weiter now.
I'm going to explode. In 10 minutes.
Okay. So back to the Gemara now. So the Gemara has quoted this whole Braisa and had introduced this Braisa telling us that there are certain chumers that exist by Hakama, certain chumers that exist by Hafara. And the Gemara on the top of Ayin Tesim Aleph, let's read that one more time. Sheshtika mekayames vein shtika mevatelas. Silence will be mekayim after the time expires, will memela be mekayim the nether, but shtika will not be mevatel a nether. And so too, a person's mekayim belev, that Hakama works, and he's no longer allowed to do a hafar anymore, but a hafar belev does not work, as we just explained to the Ran and the Kivyeger and the Achiezer. So then the Gemara says, wait a second. Katani, one of the things that this Brisa listed was Sheshtika Mekayames. That Shtika, that silence, it will be enough to be Mekayim and Nether. My lab is Shosek Al Manas Lemeket. So going back to our discussion yesterday, where the person, the husband, wants to be quiet in order to eventually be made for the Nether. He's trying to be Mitzire her. So we see, even though he's a Shtika on condition of being made for it, so
is that
it's.
What is that why we're bringing the whole Brisa for this?
That's what it sounds like, yeah. So even though the husband's intention at this stage, the Gemara thinks, even though his intention is to be quiet, in order eventually to be made for the nether, it doesn't work. Once the person's quiet, we don't care what his kavana is, once he's quiet, it's a considered hakama, and you can no longer do a hafar later on. And that's a raya, it's a kasha against who was Rabbi Hanina from yesterday. And the Gemara says, no. What we're talking about here is, b'shosik amnas lemekim hainu kaim libo, lemekim. He's quiet with the understanding of being Mekayim.
You have Mekayim or Lekayim?
I have Lekayim. So again, he shows like I'm not Mekayim. He's quiet on the condition of Lekayim, and that's why it's a good Hakama. Of course, wait a second. If he's having intentions of being Mekayim the Nether, Hainu Kayim Belibo. Kayim. That's the next part of the Brisa that says a person's Mekayim Belibo, that's actually going to be effective. So we're not going to have two lines in the Brisa that's teaching the same exact halacha. Ella, the Gemara says, it's a case of Bishosek Stam. He's quiet and doesn't really know what he wants to be quiet about, whether he's planning on being making later or whether he's planning on being made for him. And that's the case, he's Shosek Bistam. And with Gemara Paskins, if the time passes and he still stays quiet, it's going to be a good Hakama. So Gemara says, now, Ashrechan Chomer B'Hakayim B'Hofer. So we find the case now that there is the Chumra that exists by Hakama that does not exist by Hafara, namely that of Shtika. But what about B'hafer mibahakim minalan? What's the case? The Bryson never told us an example. Well, hafara is going to be more chomer than that of hakama. So this just, I think, as a tangent, because we're going just back to the
right, because the Bryson never said
right. He's just filling in the blank there. So going off on the side just to fill in that blank. And the Gemara says minalan. How do I know this? What's the example? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda.
Yochanan.
Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Nishalin al hakam ve'in nishalin al hafara. He's able to do a she'ela on hakama with a baal des hakama. He can have a she'ela on that, and then can after doing the she'ela, he could do a hafara. But once a husband does a hafara, he may not have a she'ela on that hafara.
Once it's batel, it's batel.
Right.
But the bottom line is, she can always make the nether again.
That's right. The ma'aser, she could do that.
What?
Right.
So the result is not even really such a chumra.
It's not really chumra in the hekim than in the hafara. Because when once something is a fara, there's nothing there. So it's not considered easier than something, you know, that it's there.
What do you mean?
Meaning, you know, the old statement doesn't make any sense. Because it says, Chomer be'ekim be'efer, u'be'efer mi'be'ekim. There's a chumra in one to regard to the other.
Mm-hmm.
When something is zero, you cannot compare to anything because it says no value.
You're saying it's part. Okay, it's a very good point. Once you do a hafara, you can't even talk about a sheila.
There's nothing to say because there's nothing. So what's the comparison of Chumrah to nothing?
But you could consider Hafara an act that you could annul.
No, meaning you can compare the two, but it's uncomparable. You can say this is a karma, this is a fara, but a fara, it's a zero, it's no action, okay, it's no nothing. There's nothing to talk about.
That's the answer. The answer is that the hafara has.
No, but he said it's a chumrah, this extra thing.
Because it's stronger.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say a case. Adam would know this better because he's a bucking kitten. But let's say a husband and wife get married, and then the husband gives a get, and it's a good get, and somehow he's able to do a shayla on that get. He finds something retroactively able to uproot that get. Will that now marriage that was before be reinstated? So I don't know. But all I'm saying is that sometimes you have cases where you could have something that's
sometimes in cases, right, but so it's nothing.
We don't know that. I'm saying, no, maybe it's not that case. Maybe really, in theory, we could have thought, maybe Hafara puts a stop to nether. It doesn't be oak of the nether. It stops the nether. And if you move the Hafara, the block out of the way, the nether will continue to go.
Till now, we didn't do such a thing. Yes, once there's a Hafara, there's still something to it.
In theory, there might be something. So maybe that's part of the point. I hear what you're saying. Pashas is, Hafara completely removes the nether, and that's why you can't do a Shayla. There's nothing to talk about. You could do a Shayla and Hafara, but the nether's done with. It's already in history.
But that in itself is the Chumrah. That the act of hafara completely annuls it, so that makes it a chumrah because it makes it unchangeable.
Right. So David, you're saying it's nothing to talk about. It's not even a shayla to mention. Yeah, there shouldn't be a shayla, but it's still right.
To another. So the fact that it's okay,
but it's okay.
Right.
It's a conceptual.
Exactly. Lamaisa, you can't do a shayla and hafara because it doesn't make sense to.
Yeah.
That's what's okay. There's an interesting Ran here. I see that there's another Rabbi Kivager has a comment here. If you look at the Ran Nishalon al Hakama or al Hakim, it's around 15 narrow lines up. The Ran says Nishalon al Hakim. One is able to have a Shayla done on a Hakama. Shim Hakim Yachal Nishal Alav. If a husband does a Hakama, he can have a Shayla from a Hakam. But also Yom Dafk on that day, he limits it. Shemiyah, the day of hearing it, Yachal Hafir Babayim, and then can't do Hafara. Implication is that the day afterwards, it's clear implication, the day afterwards he cannot do a hafara, he cannot rather do a shayla. When do they pass it? It's done with. So I guess the Rukiri does not like that so much.
I also never understood that.
He quotes a Tosos in Ksubas Dafayin, which has the same exact thing, so I guess it's not, he doesn't have a problem with it. Okay.
After a day,
but this only initial on the
Shtika is going to be Mekayim. So even if you get rid of your Hakama, it's no better than Shtika.
Right. No, I agree. I was wondering why he's making a comment there. But I guess just pointing out that there's a Tosfos.
It's always a way out.
Okay. Gemara now asks another question. Mesiv Rav Kana quotes from the Pasuk in Parshas Matos Vim Hacharish Shacharish La Isha the Gomer. If he's quiet, what's the rest of the pasuk? I'll read the pasuk on the side here. Vim hacharish yacharish la isha miyom yom. If the husband isha, here's with the hey at the end, hey mapake isha, her husband. If the husband's quiet from that day, behekim is called nedare and maintains and upkeeps all the nedarim. Oh, it's called esare asher ala hakim. Oh, something he keeps all the things that she prohibited on herself. Ki yacharish la biyom shema, because he stayed quiet on the day of hearing, the nedarim are good nedarim. Okay. So what are we making from the drasha here? Mishosek, I'm not to make it, I'll call. The pasuk's talking about a situation where he's quiet, planning on later on doing a hafara. Yet we still see...
No. Make it is to insult his wife.
Right, to insult his wife, but he's later planning on doing a hafara, to being mitzayer her now. He wants to have her keep the nether for 5 hours, and later on he's going to uproot it. Right, so we see that the pasuk is referring to that situation, the Brisa says, where he's planning on later on being made for the nether. He's just being mitzayer her a little bit now, and we see later on that it will be a good hakama, or rather it will be a good hafara.
Meaning the whole pasuk is talking about that case.
Right. Let's look at the Ran here. You see the Ran. Actually, no, we'll have to get back to the Ran later on. So that's what the pasuk's referring to. The Gemara says now, Atel Mevashosik Almanas Lameked, you suggest, you're saying that the pasuk's referring to this case of him doing a Hakama quiet now with the intention of eventually being Mefer. Oh, Eino Ella Beshosik Almanas Lakaim. Maybe the pasuk's referring to a case where he's quiet with the intention of eventually being Mekayin Lenedu later on. Says Gemara, Kishu Omer Ki Echrish La Harei B'Shosik Amnas L'Kayim Akasa Medaber. So it quotes the pasuk, the first part of the pasuk that says Ki Echrish, rather the end of the pasuk Ki Echrish La, the very last part of the pasuk. That's a situation where he Shosik al menash l'kayim hakasim medaber. So if the second half of the pasuk is referring to that situation of quiet al menash l'kayim, then ha mani mekayim es hacharish yacharish la. What do I understand about the first pasuk of im hacharish yacharish la isha? That first part of the pasuk must be referring to b'shozik al menash l'meikir hakasim medaber. That's referring to the case of where he's quiet with the intention of being b'mitzayer her and eventually being made for the nether. So we see clearly the pasuk says, and it still works as a good hafara. So Tatiyufta ends up being a kasha to Rabbi Chanina from yesterday's daf. Or I say, what's the problem? Simply say, V'lokim ha'v'shosik al-manash l'kayim.
Maybe the Torah will support, based on that Rasha, seems that the Torah will support the husband playing games with the wife.
I'm not sure about playing games with the wife, per se, but...
Man, make it, you know.
But,
to upset her.
Oh, he's trying to teach her that you shouldn't do Megarim.
No, I don't think so. That's it's exactly... Funny. Okay, fine. That's
it's,
exactly
it's
that.
No, you know, it's
the teach you that, you should teach that.
That it's a good nether. It's a good nether. That, no, not that it won't work anymore. It's a good nether. That even if he has a mind to be made for later on, it's a good nether. Right? Because Rabbi Chanina said a person... can be shosik, and maybe for later on, you're saying the pasuk says no, he clearly can't. Even if he's shosik, I'm not slameka. The since he's quiet
the
at first,
so
and that they're so good, right?
Yeah.
Right. Because Rechania said he had like 10 days even to be made for the nether. So we're saying from here, no, clearly the day passes. If he's quiet, even though he intended on being made for later on, doesn't make a difference. That's the tiyufta to Rechania. The Gemara says, wait a second, it's not so much a tiyufta. We could still wiggle out of this one because you could say lokim. Habishosik amnas lakayim, habishosik stam kray. Right, you could have said one part of the pasuk is referring to his quiet on intention of being makayimit, and that's why it's a good kiyim. And the other case is shosik stam, like we saw earlier, and that's also a case of stam. And the time expires, then he's makayimit. But maybe in a case of lemeifer, ultimately, then maybe he would have 10 days, like Rabbi Chanina says, to be made for the nether.
What's the exact translation of the cherish?
I think from like Chayrish to be deaf, to be quiet.
So
like quiet is speaking, but
meaning if he
puts a deaf ear to. So the Gemara answers.
Didn't see, he didn't speak.
So the Gemara says no. There's Kro Yaseir Ksiva. There are extra psukim, extra words in the pasuk here, which would tell us that this is referring to even Shosek Amnasal makeup. What are the extra psukim here? So you look at the Ran, the last three narrow lines down. Narrow lines up, Ron says, Kra Yisera Ksivi, Tlaza Kra Ksivi. The three psukim that's written here are three words. Hacharish Yacharish Tre, Ki Hacharish La Hatlaza. So three to cover all three bases. One is talking about a person's quiet Amnas Lekayim. One the case of Shasak Stam, and one the case of Shasak Amnas Lehafer. So all three cases are going to be covered in this pasuk that no matter why you're quiet, if you don't react within the 24 hours, then the shtika will be a hakama,
so
and the nether will be good. Exactly.
What's tiyufta again?
An unanswerable question from Brisa.
It's okay.
Absolutely. An unanswered?
Unanswerable question. Usually from a Brisa or Mishnah to next source. No, but it's more specific, precise than that. When a Mora makes a statement, and then a Brisa or Mishnah, which preceded him, ends up being a kashya to what he said, that's a tiyufta, because a Amora cannot argue on a Mishnah, unless he finds another Mishnah that supports him. So it's he can't answer, there's no way out of it. Tiyufta, he's a checkmate. Okay, Gemara says now...
Against him,
exactly. Gemara now says, seems to be the last kashya on this statement of Rabbi Chanina, Mesa Rabba, the last few lines of the parak. Mesa, maybe there's actually two more kashyas, it looks like. So around 8 lines up from the bottom of the parak. Meisiv Rava asks, Nadra im chashecha, let's say she takes a nether right before the sun sets. Meferla ashla chashcha. So the husband has a few minutes to be mefer until the sun sets, but once the sun sets, he can no longer be mefer. Shimlo hefer, if he doesn't do hafara, v'chashcha, and the sun finally sets, einu yachal hafer, he loses his ability to do hafara. So am I, why is that the case? Lehevek kishosek al-manash lemeket. So why? it should be. Rabbi Chanina says a person is quiet with the intention of eventually being made for, he has 10 days or more to be made for the nether. So this should be the same time. Why does he only have 3 minutes? He doesn't have enough time to get the hafara out. He's quiet because he just doesn't have the time to, but he plans on doing hafara, so let him do hafara the next night, the next day if he wants, according to Rabbi Chanina. The fact that Mishnah says across the board, you have a few minutes and the sun sets, you're done, there's no longer a chance for doing hafara, you're done. And this clearly akasha.
Yeah, the Erev Shabbos.
Because only in Shabbos, you can get into the 24 hours. In regular day, it's 24 hours, not sundown.
Right, we saw that in the Mishnah a couple of days ago. We weren't together for that Mishnah. It was Sunday, I think. Shabbos or Sunday. So we see this is clearly does not give one the ability to do a hafara, even if it's Shosik, Alban Asla, make it. Another Tiyufta to Rabbi Chanina. And one final question, which is also going to end in a Tiyufta, really knocking out the opinion of Rabbi Chanina, who, of course, we don't possibly like looking back. So the Gemara says, Mesiv Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi now asks, he comes in and says, Yodei ani sheyesh nedarim. I know that they're nedarim, a person says. I'm aware that such a thing, such a concept exists. Ava ini yodei sheyesh mefirim. I don't know, I did not know that one's able to do hafara. I did not know someone's able to cancel out the neder of his wife. Yefer, he has the ability to do hafara. That's enough knowledge to do hafara, as long as he knows that there's a neder. I knew that there was such a concept of hafara, while any of this is a nether. I didn't know that what my wife said was actually a nether. I didn't know it required a hafara. In that case, Rabbi Meir Omer lo yafir, a person is not able to do hafara. We'll look at the Ran in a second. And Chachamim Omer mi yafir, a person is able to do a hafara. What's going on here? Let's see. Let's look at the Ran. The Ran, let's take it from 5 wide lines down in the Ran. Mesiv Rav Ashi Yodei Ani Sheish Nadarim. The person says, I'm aware that a concept of Nadarim exists. She Nadarim, She Nadar Ishi Havi Nadarim. And I'm also aware that the nether that my wife just took is actually qualifies as a nether. I'm aware of all that. Avaheini Yodei Sheish Mefirim. I did not know people have the ability to do Afar. Meaning, B'yom Shishamati Lo Ha'isi Yodei Shehabal Yachol Hafir Nadar Isha Chklal. The day that I heard, I did not know that I had the ability to do Afar. I was upset about the nether that she took, but I just didn't know that was a koach of mine. I learned this a few days later that I could do hafara. So the halacha there is, a person could be yafir, says the Ran, b'soch osa yom shlomad shabal yachal hafir. That day he learns, no matter when that day happens, a year later perhaps, he could, well, the moment he learns, the 24-hour clock starts clicking, ticking, and he's able to make for within that 24 hours. The day he learns of the halacha of hafara is as if it's the day he heard the nether. But up until this point, no. It's not called Yom Shmir until he also knows the halacha. It's not when you actually hear it. It's when you hear it, coupled with the knowledge of the ability to do a hafara. But then the Ran says, the second case in the Mishnah was, or the Braisa, I knew that there's a concept of Nadarim, and I knew the concept that one could do hafara, but I did not know my wife took what she said was actually another. Shazem and Nadarim Shabal Mefer. I didn't know these were one of the examples of Nadarim that I had the right to be Mefer. So that halacha the Ran explains, according to Rabbi Meir, Omer Lo Yafir, a husband may not do a hafara. Since he knows that the halacha of hafara, and he didn't do it, and 24 hours passed, he loses that right. But the Chachamim Omrim, Yafir, and the Ran explained, since he didn't know that this was a hafara's nether, that this is worthy of a hafara, it's not considered Yom Shmir. So now the Gemara and the Ran continues to explain, so what's the Shaila here? V'im Isa says the Ran, to show to Gamnasla make it Mefer, the person, if we hold such a concept, the person's silent, with the intention of later on doing hafara, one may do that, like Rabbi Chanina says, Amai Omer Rabbi Meir Lo Yefer, why does Rabbi Meir say one cannot do hafara? He was only quiet because he didn't know that he was able to do hafara, or he needed hafara, that hafara worked. He wanted to do hafara, he just didn't know he was able to do hafara. Let it be the same halacha. So back to the Gemara now. So therefore,
it's a different reason. You can't pretend that that's what he did. Meaning he wasn't mefer because he wasn't mefer because he didn't know, not because he wanted to teach his wife a lesson. Why? How can you just suddenly start changing the whole reasoning behind it?
Really the same kasha in the last case too, Shabbos. Because there the halacha is that the day passes.
No, but Shabbos is different because Shabbos, you could say that at the moment that he realized that it's about to be Shabbos, and he knows that he can do that type of he can teach her a lesson. Maybe he changes that right before Shabbat. He's like, you know what? I want to teach her a lesson now. So he could change his mind before the Zman is over. Here, the Zman is completely over. So he's changing his mind, the Mafreya, which makes no sense in a way. Whatever.
It's good, Kasha. I don't know. Okay, so here. So I have an answer for your question, but the Gemara ends up concluding. Again, the Gemara finishes the Kasha saying, "Vamai leve kishosagam naslameke." So why did Rabbi Meir hold that he no longer has the ability to do a hafara? It should be no different than the case of being quiet with the intention eventually of doing hafara. This too also should be the same type of case, and therefore there's a third and final tiyufta to Rabbi Chanina, therefore rejecting Rabbi Chanina's position that a person's quiet, no matter why he's quiet, whether he's quiet in order to be Mekayim, whether he's quiet stam, or whether even he's quiet, all three situations, if he's quiet and 24 hours pass, it's considered a hakama, and you cannot be chozer on that. Hadron Allah, Naraham Rasa. Finally finished this difficult pair.
He got rejected 3 times.
Yeah, he really took a beating. Okay. Okay, this is the second to last parak of the Masechta. Almost there. We have, 12 days left?
That's it.
Okay, begins the new parak. The Elu Nadarm Shu Mefer. The following are going to be Nadarm that a husband may be mefer to from the wife. The wife makes another. The husband could be mefer sir Nadarm. The following are going to be examples. And so too, the Ram points out not only a husband to a wife, but also a father to a daughter. The father also does a hafar to a daughter. So that's the Elu Nadarm Shu Mefer. Dvarm Shiesh Ben Inoy Nefesh. Something that has some type of discomfort. It afflicts the body in some way. And Im Erchatz Vim Lo Erchatz. If I take a bath, if I don't take a bath, imeskashet and loskashet, if I'm going to dress myself up, makeup or jewelry, or if I'm not going to dress myself up, these are things that are related to inoy nefesh, that applies to the wife or the daughter. We'll read through the rhymes in a moment. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, ein elu nidr inoy nefesh, so what you just mentioned, the Tanakhama, does not qualify as inoy nefesh. The Gemara is going to explain why that is. According to Rabbi Yossi, you know what's considered inoy nefesh? The following: Amra konim peros ha'olam alai. If she says all the fruits of the world are asur to me, hareza yachol hafer. He's able to do hafar because that's inoy nefesh. She has nothing to eat. She has no fruit to eat. But let's say she says peros medina zu alai. She says of America, let's say, or of New York, these peros are going to be asur to me. Then there's no need to do hafar. You have yilam mimedina acher. So bring from the neighboring state, from the neighboring country. And that does not qualify for a hafara. Peres chenvani zelai in yachal hafer. If she says that this particular storekeeper's peres are going to be forbidden to me, then he can't do hafar there either, because he could always bring from another chenvani. In lo hayasa parnasaso ela mimenu, hareza yafer divrei Rabbi Yossi. But let's say the parnasa, that chenvani, only comes from this person, from this woman, then he can do hafara for the sake of the chenvani. I think that's what it's saying, right?
Mechitza is not inu nefesh according to Rabbi Yossi.
Bounce.
He used to have credit, I think. The hakafa is what? His credit?
Yeah.
So he's the only guy who gave credit to the husband, so he couldn't get from anywhere else.
So that's inu nefesh of the husband, as you're pointing out there, right?
Yeah, because sometimes he won't have money. And
she won't be able to eat,
and he won't be able to buy somewhere else.
Okay, let's read through the Ran on all of this. The Ran says, go back to the beginning, the previous Amad, the bottom there. The Ran says, we'll read through this quickly. It's probably important to go through this. The Elu Nadarm Shehum Mefer, the following on the Nadarm that the husband or the father can be Mefer, Shabal Mefer, or the Av Mefer Labito. Sheish bem inu nefesh has to be some type of some discomfort. Mifarish b'gemara dehu adin de mefer nami devaram shebeinu levena. Also, what's going to be included, as we'll see in the Gemara, are things that are between him and her. El denaket honey, So why do we only choose an example of inui nefesh? The fish shehu mefer osun legamrei bein la'atzu bein lachem. When it comes to inui nefesh, whether it applies to him and her, or whether it applies to some other people, her and someone else, he's able to wipe out those nedarim if it's inui nefesh. Ma'ashen kim redvarm shebeinu lebeinu ashen mefer lachem el la'atzu. When there are things that are personal between him and his wife, between him and his daughter, then he's only able to be mefer, that's between him and her. But things that are outside of that, he doesn't have the ability. So since it's more expansive, inui nefesh is more expansive type of hafara, that's why we give that as a prime example in the Mishnah. The next line, the Ran says, will be explained in the Gemara. Im eskashit, im lo eskashit, the Ran says, kashit apanim kigon kachel pakas, she adorns herself, she puts makeup on, debahahu, disfir le rabbanon, de mefer. In this case, the Rabbanon think that's you're allowed to do a hafara, mishum de nidre inu nefesh, that's considered a discomfort to her. Aval kashit shalmate, afili rabbanon mode, rabbi yosi de neilud nidre inu nefesh, el dram shebeinu leveina. Where is going to explain all that? Okay, fine. Okay, I guess the rest of the round is really quoting the Gemaras that we're about to see. Okay.
So the Gemara will explain why he doesn't consider it inu
nefesh. Yeah. Let's look at the one more round on Amud Beis. The first narrow line down. Vim lo ha'isa parnasaso ela mimenu. The example was that if she takes another, she can't get hana from this particular chanvani, so we say she could get from a chanvani acheres. But if it's a situation, v'im lo ha'isa parnasas el mimenu, she ha'chanvani ze makifo, v'lo yimsai acher she makifu. This very nice chanvani was willing to keep a tab for this baal. The baal had no money. So the chanvani says, don't worry, you'll take my food and you'll pay me back whenever you get make some money. U'pamim shein lo malos, v'nim tzitzim mas'aneh. And certain times he's going to be have no money. He'll be in a lot of pain, or rather she'll be in a lot of pain. She'll have no food from her husband. In that situation, is considered inui nefesh, and he can be made for the nether. Who mistaver says the Ran, the Rabbi Yosi nami b'nader b'peres medina shidara ba yafer delagara medinasa mechanvani me'akim me'akiva. So see things also. Not the Mishnah said before, if she takes another from a particular medina, that's referring to medina that's not where she lives. Right. If she doesn't want any of the the fruits from, let's say, Florida. So that's not considered inui nefesh. She lives in New York. But let's say she takes a nether on the fruits exactly in New York, then that's considered a inui nefesh, even though she could import from other places. That's considered a inui nefesh
and it will be similar to the chanvani.
Exactly.
Is the Gemara uses lashon of kimonai?
Of what?
Kimonai.
Say it again.
Kimonai.
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 I know what that means.
So. It's like Chenvani, so I'm sure it's from here somewhere. Uh-huh. Not from here, from
the world. Uh-huh. That's a Hebrew word.
Chenvani is a retailer. Chenvani is a retailer too.
I don't think it appears in the Gemara.
So I was wondering, what's the...
I never heard an Israeli when they say that word.
No, nobody uses it. Never
in my life.
Did you ever hear somebody use Chenvani?
No, but the reason you're saying it is because it's a present Hebrew word, isn't it? What's the word?
Kimonai.
Right.
It's a small store. Kima, it's Kzat.
Okay.
It's like a mom and pop store.
Exactly. This Chelvani is mom and pop store too.
Yeah.
Okay, Vayter. Says the Gemara. The Gemara says, Nidre inu nefesh hu demefer. The Gemara says, when it comes to neder, that's inu nefesh, at some type of discomfort, affliction to the wife, or then it's he's able to be mefer. She'ain bam inu nefesh, if it's something that has no inu nefesh, she'ain no mefer, he's not able to do hafara. So right now, from learning this mission, all we know is only inu nefesh could be made for nothing else. But we have elsewhere, Hatani, the Brisa tells us, Bein ish le'ish, according from the Pasuk, Bein av lebito, says the Pasuk, Milamed shabal mefer nedarm shebeinu levena. So that the husband is able to be made for even things that are not inu nefesh. Anything that's personal between the two of them, he's able to be made for even though there is no inu nefesh. So does it tell? Is it taller an inu nefesh or is it not taller an inu nefesh? So Gemara says, Amrei, Halin v'halin mefer. Both them, they're both true. There's no stira. Things that are inu nefesh, he can be mefer, and things that are beino lebeino, he's able to be mefer as well. Mihu, there is a distinction though. Inu nefesh mefer li'olam, aval ein behem inu nefesh kedisa techuse have hafara. Michar megarishla chayla nidra. I'm gonna read a little bit further. But v'varm shebeino lebeino, shein behem inu nefesh, aval yesh behem inu nefesh lo chal ale nidra. The dvarim she'ein bam inu nefesh keep megarish la chayla la. Okay, I was reading through the whole thing. We're gonna figure this out. Okay, let's try this again. Amri, again, take it from the top again. Amri, halin, halin, mefer. Both things that are inu nefesh and things that are dvarm shebeinu labeina, he is able to be mefer. Mihu, however, there is a distinction. Inu nefesh, mefer li'olam. If there's inu nefesh, the husband has the right to be mefer whenever he wants.
No, it's mefer forever. Meaning, mefer, that's forever.
Oh, it's forever.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Even after he's megarish.
Right. Okay, after, so he's mefer, and it's mefer forever. It doesn't exist. Aval ein bem inu nefesh, if it's something that has no inu nefesh, kid'isa tachse, when she's underneath him, when they're married, havi afara, the afara works, it's temporary. But michi megarish la chalala nidra. But when he divorces her, that nether kicks back in. So this kind of goes to your point, but we spoke at earlier. Yeah. Is it how far? Is it going to be okay the nether, or will stop it temporarily? So that's the distinction.
Because the Rosh learns Bein Ish Ishto calls man Shehu Ishto.
Ah, when it's not, then the nether kicks back in.
Right. Because when the Bein Ishto.
Okay. Okay, now Bedvarim, continuing in this next few lines, Bedvarim, Shebeina Lebeina, Sheima Mina Nefesh. I have some Girsa thing.
It's almost like a Bedvarim roar. It sounds like it's from Ben and last thing.
Aha. Uh-huh.
It's talking about a Deina Lebeina.
It's repeating the last thing that says it's on Girsa's on the
Okay, so let's just I'll read it anyways and we could ignore it, but. Bedvarim shebeino leveina, things that are between him and her, shein bem inu nefesh, are not related to any type of discomfort. Aval yesh bem inu nefesh lo chal le nidra. Right, like we said before, if there's inu nefesh, even though it's between him and her, so too the hafara will prevent it from being chal at all, even after they're divorced. Bedvarim shein bem inu nefesh, things that have no inu nefesh to it, ki megarish lo chal le, and when they get divorced, we'll kick back in.
It's bitmiya,
yeah? Okay, fine. That's in the question?
Yeah.
What?
Fine. Bitmiya. Takasha. Tema. Is that really true? Is this klal really true? That, again, things that have inu nefesh, so when he's mefer, then it will not be chal at all, even after they get divorced. But things that have no inu nefesh, when they divorce, it will kick back in? Vatran, the Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Yafer, Shemir Gershenu. The Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah later on, we're going to see in a few days from today, that a husband should do a hafara because perhaps they're going to get divorced. What do you mean? If the hafara is limited to only when they get divorced, and when they get divorced, it's going to kick back in later on, so who cares about that? We're saying right now the hafara is very temporary. It's only until the divorce happens, and then once you get divorced, the nether kicks back in. Yochanan says the whole reason why a husband should do hafara, because in case they get divorced, she can no longer do hafara anymore. But when he does do hafara, the gerushin will not affect anything. So again, Shema Yugashenu, he says, V'tehei Asur Lo, and perhaps they'll get divorced, and if there's no Hafara, it will be Asur forever. So if he does a Hafara now before they get divorced, it will be a good Hafara forever. That's the Pashas of Yochanan ben Nuri. So a Hafara does last forever, even after divorce. Alma, we see from here, Ki Megarishla, when he divorces her, U'mefer La Meikara, and there was a Hafara from the beginning, Havi Hafara. It's a hafara li'olam, forever, and it will not change the moment they divorce. So Gemara says, Amri, halin v'halin havi hafara. Both cases are hafara, both the cases of inu nefesh, and the cases of beino levina are all considered situations of a hafara.
Forever.
Ella, right, forever, exactly. Ella nidre inu nefesh mefer bein la'atma bein la'acherim. When it comes to things that are inu nefesh, whether it relates to him, the husband, or to somebody else in her, he is able to do a hafara. But if it's something that ain't ben inu nefesh, if there is no inu nefesh, then only la'atma, only things related to him and her, can he be mefer. But la'cherim, things that have to be between her and other people, then ain't a mefer, then he has no rights to be mefer. And that's the distinction between the Mishnah and the Brisa. But again, as you said, when there is a hafara, it's a hafara li'olam, like David said, there's never, the nether can never come back into play once the hafara is chal. V'achikatani, and that's how you read the Brisa. Elo, or the Mishnah rather. Elo nadarim shumefer bein atma lebein acherim. The Mishnah should be read, these are the following things that the husband or father can do, whether they relate to him or they relate to other people and the woman. Nidarm sheish from inu nefesh. If it's related to inu nefesh, then I don't care who the other parties are. Whenever there's inu nefesh involved, the father and husband may do the hafar. Okay, that's a lot. Any rants to do here on the side? I don't think so. I think pretty straightforward. Okay, what time is it?
6:50.
Ah, we still have 15 minutes. Wow. Should we continue going on to this page? Tomorrow's daf is very short.
Yeah, so the pshat here is that when she gets, in the case of there is no inu in nefesh, right?
Uh-huh.
He can be made for.
If there's no inu in nefesh, he can be made for only if it's between beino levena.
He says, le'acherim eino mefer, she'im yegarshena ba'al v'tinase le'acher. What's the difference between this and what we said before?
Before we were saying that the hafara beino levena is only going to be temporary, but if they get divorced, the nether will kick back in. Now we're saying that's not true.
No, we're saying the same thing. When it says dechirim eino mefer, it's exactly that.
No, here.
What's the pshat of dechirim eino mefer?
That if it's other people involved, if it's inui nefesh, then the husband can be made for the nedarim that she makes, even if they're not related to him at all. Even
right.
They're related to her.
Correct.
And then, if it's not inu nefesh, he could only be made for nedarim that are between him and her. Things that are between her and other people, then he cannot be made for, if there's no inu nefesh involved. But whatever it is, whenever there is a hafar, whatever case it is, the hafar will be li'olam. The neder will never...
That's what it is explained.
No?
No. That's not what the article is explaining.
That's Pashas of the Gemara. We could look at the Ran if it says differently. Yeah, I mean, if you look at the Ran here, see the Ran Bein La'atmo? Around 10 narrow lines up.
Yeah.
Bein La'atmo, this is already the conclusion of the Gemara. Bein La'atmo, Mehanya Hafara, delay, Bein Shiruya La'atmo Shel Mefer, Bein La'acherim Afilu Garsha V'nasus La'acher, even if she marries somebody else.
Okay, let's go on.
It'll be Chal. Aba Ein Bem Inu Nefesh, She'el Advarim She'Bein Alevino, if there's no Inu Nefesh involved, it's only between him and her. La'atma mefer la'achem inu mefer. The chaim shenasus la'acher batla la'hafara delay v'chal nidra.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So that's exactly what he's saying.
Pachikatani. Elu nidarim shu mefer bein alamin acherim. The chaim detani mefer stama hafara lamas mashma. What? So the Mishnah says hafara liolam.
To me, it's the same case as we said before. So I don't understand. Long
So it's just reinterpreting the original line to say, like we said before, that's Pshat in the Mishnah. In other words, it's reading in what we said before now on the Pshat in the Mishnah, that if it's the Atzma, Inui Nefesh, then it's going to be forever. Bain for himself, bain for Achamer.
Right.
Forever. And if it's going to be Baino Leveina, then it's only Chal for him, but then for Achamer, if she gets remarried, it's going to come back.
It's going to come back. But what happened to what we learned in the Mishnah? In the middle?
They were Yochanan at the Kasha. Yochanan says.
Right, they have Yochanan. Because you still have the same question of Rabbi Yochanan's question. It doesn't change.
Maybe we send this to Rabbi Yochanan's question initially. That's the point. I think it will still be Liolam. The Hafara will be good Hafara, even after they get divorced. It will be good. The only time things change, once she gets remarried, then things change. Yochman Benuri is talking about a situation where she gets divorced and stays single, so that protects her. But once she gets married, so if you see the Tosfos, I think explains it a little bit further. If you look at Tosfos, I have Dibur Maschil L'Acherim Eino Mefer. He says L'Acherim Eino Mefer, Kishinisis L'Acher Chal HaNeder, then retroactively, then the nether reappears. The Halchim Ashmakra, the pasuk indicates this. Bein Ish L'Ishto, Ba'od Ha'ish Im Ha'ishto, as long as the husband is with the wife. V'gam Kishigirsha Havei Shapir. Bein Ish L'Ishto. And even when they get divorced, this still qualifies. That nether that he's made for is still considered a Bein Ish L'Ishto. Shim Yachzirena Ye Bein Olaveina. If he remarries her, which he's allowed to, which is fascinating, Shim Mutahu L'Achzira Heyachach Einachal Klal Acha Shigirsa. Girsha, it's not Chal, which is fascinating. After their divorce, it's still considered Bein Ish L'Ishto. That requires a lot of hezber. I have a little footnote here.
Right, it's correct, because here it makes a big point. So right. Here it makes a big point that it's Ukvar.
Right.
So that's what changes the status. The status changes that she cannot go back, so he can never again, there could never be again Leish Ben Ish Leish.
Once she marries somebody else.
Yeah, I
just wonder if are there any other examples. Obviously, Machshe Gushaso, and the person can remarry his wife as long as she didn't marry somebody else, that's permitted. And there are a lot of halachas that relate to that. It's not so much a simcha. I think the pasuk in the Mishnah says Moed Katan that you can remarry a grusha on Chol Moed. It's not considered a marvin simcha. Different halachas like that. But when do you find there's a status that while they're divorced and that potential exists to remarry, are there any halachas affected by that? This is the first one that I'm familiar with, that even though they're not married, they're still considered this potential of remarrying each other. Where does it affect anything else? I wonder. So that's why. That's why it's still chal after gerushin, but once you get remarried, then that potential no longer exists. It's fascinating.
Shpaya.
Okay.
Yeah. Just
about to close.